Hey guys, welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. It's another week, almost the end of the summer, at least as far as the kids go. School is, for my kids, is starting tomorrow. Most other kids, I guess, start next week, but once you get to the end of August, that's pretty much it. I know September 21st is officially the end of summer, but once school starts, you know how that goes. It's kind of depressing how fast the time goes. I hate seeing the end of summer, because you know winter's right around the corner, and I certainly don't like that. Although, if we have another winter this year like last year, I won't mind it so much. My goodness. Almost had absolutely no snow the whole winter. It was the most bizarre. I'm not complaining. If that's a product of the harp weather tampering, well, as long as they keep that up, I don't mind it up here. But unfortunately, for 99% of the rest of the planet, it's been hell. Massive floodings, unprecedented tornadoes, hurricanes. It's just been a mess, not to mention earthquakes. That's a little byproduct of the same technology. Weather modification technology also enables, as you all know, I'm sure, enables them to orchestrate earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. Heck, former Secretary of Defense William Cohen admitted that. Anyway, today I'll be discussing, as I had promised, the much anticipated, or for some of you, dreaded subject of the Trinity. On this show, I want to and plan to expose all the lies that are out there across the board in every subject. Eventually, I'm hoping to cover them all. If I miss any, by all means, contact me and let me know. I'll address those too. You can get in touch with me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And Hurts, of course, is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Drop me a note if there's something I miss that I haven't got to yet. It's either because I haven't had the opportunity yet or I hadn't thought of it yet. But if there's any lies you want to see exposed on here in any subject, let me know. I don't want to leave any stone unturned. I don't want anyone to feel left out. but today we will be addressing a major lie, the lie that got me fired. The lie that I would have to say is responsible for all the other lies that exist in organized religion. It starts with this one and then goes downhill from there. Once you sell out God himself, it's only natural, you're going to sell everything else out. You tell one big lie and you got to tell 10,000 others to cover that lie. Not to mention that once you tell the one big lie, your conscience is so seared it becomes easy to tell more lies. And the Trinity is just that. It is the big lie, folks. It's been used to determine whether or not someone is a true Christian, when in reality, if you embrace it, well, that's not to say that all Trinitarians are evil. I'm not going to play that game like they play. That's not true. You're not evil for believing in the Trinity. But the people who occupy high positions in organized religion, who know it's a lie, and they do know. Oh, they know. They know they're lying. That's where the problem is. Exists, and those people are responsible for what they're doing. But the truth is, the Trinity doctrine itself is unchristian. The Trinity doctrine itself is heresy. And so that's what we'll be talking about today, maybe tomorrow. I don't know how long it's going to take, but I'm going to take as long as it takes to cover this whole thing. People need to know what's going on here, that they're being shystered, they're being taken for a ride. This thing is a scam. There's no basis for it in history or in the Bible. And again, whether you believe in the Bible or not, I think you'll appreciate this examination, because it shows that these hucksters, these religious liars, are not going by the very book that they profess to follow. They're actually in rebellion against it, knowingly at the highest levels. So that's today's topic. Before I launch into it, I want to go over a couple quick announcements. And we'll do that when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. And like I said, we're going to be talking about the Trinity today. I hope I get some phone calls, positive or negative. I'd like to hear from you. I've got to restrain myself and behave myself. I have a tendency to get annoyed with Trinitarians simply because, I'm not trying to justify it, but I've had some bad experience with this this issue. I got fired over it unjustly. I was mistreated by all my theology professors. The leaders in the so-called church that I attended, of course, looking back, I understand why now. The whole system is monstrously corrupt, so naturally all those who work for it are going to be corrupt. It's like politics, guys. Whether you like it or not, you have to defend the system you work for. Like one of my professors said, in fact, the only one who I had any semblance of respect for, he was still a ball player, but at least he had the decency to be honest with me and lay it on the line. I wanted to talk to him because I figured of all of them, he probably would be the most straightforward with me, and he was. And this is what he said. He was from one of the islands, and, you know, so he had an accent. And he says, look, it boils down to this. We don't need to discuss this matter. It don't matter. All it boils down to is this one issue here. If you want to work for Church, you have to go along with what Church says. You don't go along with what Church says, you don't get a job. That's all there is to it. So you have to decide what is most important to you. If you want to work for Church, you have to drop this issue. If you don't drop this issue, you'll never work for Church. That is all there is to it. And he's right. That's all there was to it. You conform, you play the game, You check your conscience at the door, and you have a job, complete with all the little kickback benefits, free tuition for your kids in the schools, early retirement, lots of nice vacations, church-subsidized mortgage on your home, you name it. But you don't play the ball game, you're out. Well, I chose getting out. Of course, I didn't have to get out. They actually fired me anyway. I didn't give them an answer when they gave me an ultimatum. I just played the game. I played the game. I simply, you know, didn't talk about it openly. I did talk about it, though, behind the scenes. And it was just a matter of time before a traitor turned me in. And that was the end of it. I figured, you know, I'd try to keep this going as long as I could and minister to people in the meantime, something I always wanted to do. But it didn't work. You know, I didn't realize just how bad it was and how serious they were about getting you to conform. I played it for a little while, about another year. But ultimately, they fired me. And, you know, they lied to me, too, the whole way through. They told me that they called me in. They said that they wanted to have a meeting to decide what they were going to do. And they were going to give me an opportunity to present my case. They told me they were going to do this, but they didn't. When I went in for what I thought was going to be meeting to decide what they were going to do, I discovered that nobody was there except me and the ministerial secretary, the guy that hires and fires people, and the minister that I worked under, the pastor that I worked under. That was it, just the three of us. I thought it was going to be a whole board meeting. I'm like, what's going on? Where is everybody? I thought this was a meeting to decide what you're going to do. Oh, no, we already decided that yesterday. I says, what? You had a meeting yesterday without me present and decided to fire me? Oh, yes, we decided that would be the best thing to do. Of course, they didn't want to give me an opportunity to actually defend myself because they knew that they couldn't defend their position and that I could defend mine. I know a lot of listeners out there who are Trinitarian are thinking, no, that's impossible. No, that's ridiculous. You're doing the same thing official 9/11 story defenders do, whether you realize it or not. You're in denial. The Trinity is a conspiracy, guys. It is a fraud. It's a lie. And all those who occupy high positions in organized religion know it. And it's their job to prevent you from knowing it, to prevent you from finding out. And again, for listeners that aren't religiously inclined, you ought to find this interesting. In fact, people who are non-religious hate organized religion, so you should appreciate this just as much as those of us who are religious who hate organized religion. Because this will show you all the more what a scam it is. It is a scam. Organized religion is and ever has been, always has been, a fraud. Organized religion brought Christ to the cross. Organized religion has murdered, multiplied millions, perhaps billions of true believers in God all through the countless centuries and millennia of human history. The Bible even records many instances of that. You look back in the Dark Ages. They weren't called dark for no reason. They were dark ages because that period was very evil. It was dominated by a corrupt religious system that murdered anyone who dared question their pretentious authority. And one of the things people were murdered over was the Trinity. If you questioned the Trinity, you were burned at the stake, buried alive, tortured, of course, first, because killing people outright right from the start isn't as much fun. You torture them first and then kill them. Just ask the boys at Guantanamo, El Gareb, and the torture chambers over in Afghanistan. It's fun. But, you know, they're just following in the footsteps of organized religion. Organized religion was torturing people long before these guys were. It's an old game, folks. But, you know, the Trinity is the 9/11 of the organized religion world. It's the big lie. It's the lie that is used to manipulate people, to con them, to intimidate them, and that's all it is. Most people believe in the Trinity, not because they've really studied into it. Oh, there are some people who think they have, but all they do is keep regurgitating the same verses that have been crammed down their throat that appear to give support to this doctrine, but don't upon close scrutiny. It's only the ones who read superficially, who read on the surface, that think that it supports the doctrine, or, you know, these few passages. But we're going to be looking at all of them. I'm going to pull this thing apart bit by bit. And you'll see that there are literally hundreds and hundreds of verses that fly right in the face of that doctrine that cannot be explained in the context of that doctrine, and that the few dozen or so that have been used to try to support it, none of them say what Trinitarians claim they say. It's only when you start doing deep, it's like the 9/11 fiasco. It's only designed. The official story is only able to fool the few, well, not few, the many, who don't look into things, who just accept on the surface what they're told, although nowadays so many have finally looked at it that they know that the, you know, the official story is bunk. Most people now, thank heavens, do know the official 9/11 story doesn't, you know, stand up to close scrutiny. But initially, most people bought it. Initially, most people have bought the Trinity. I'm hoping that that changes. It's about time it does. This lie has been circulating for a long, long time now. Too long. And again, it's time to strip away the facade. It's time to free people from the grips of this enslaving, monstrous hoax. You know, all through the centuries, again, you look in the Bible, you know, the history of ancient Israel was dominated by corrupt leaders who compelled them to believe heinously false ideas. In ancient Israel, many people threw their kids into the flames and sacrificed them to Moloch. And they thought by doing that it was God's will, because the corrupt religious leaders convinced them it was. You know, many of them were worshiping the false gods of the heathen, because their corrupt religious leaders had them believing that God wanted them to do this, that there was one chief God, but he wanted them to worship this multiplicity of other deities. Well, today, it's the same thing when it comes to the Trinity, guys. They're getting you to believe the false God of the heathen. That's been the chief crime of organized religion all through the centuries, is to first propose a false God. Once you can get the people to believe that, you've got them off the track, and now the door's open for anything they invent as they go along. Once you get the false God at the head of the false religion, then, you know, everything else false becomes more palatable, becomes more feasible. Organized religion is loaded with lies and corruption, but it starts with this one chief pillar of corruption, is introducing the false God. Once you've got that cracked foundation, everything else crumbles around it. And that's just what we have here. The Trinity, guys, is the chief error of organized religion today. It is the most popular dogma amongst all the mainline churches. All of them disagree on just about every other issue, but this is the one thing they all hold in common. That right there ought to make you wonder, shouldn't it? Why is this doctrine so popular? Because it's so popular, people just accept it and think, oh, it must be true, otherwise so many wouldn't have believed it for so long. But that's the very reason to question it. Gosh dang it all. Don't you know that the more popular a belief is, the more suspect it needs to be, the more you need to hold it in question? It's only lies that become popular with the masses. Come on. It's always been this way. The truth is never popular. The very fact that the Trinity is so popular ought to make you, ought to force you to want to question it, not to accept it. Psychology is really one heck of a twisted science to figure out why people do what they do. People, for the most part, respond the very opposite of what so-called common sense should dictate. People are so easily manipulated, it scares the daylights out of me. This was the one issue, again, that really launched me on my quest for truth. Once I found that such a long-held and widely accepted doctrine was false, and that so many had been believing it for so long, once I saw this, I realized, man, there's got to be a whole lot of other things people are fooled about. And sure enough, I began a quest, which to this day continues, to uncover the truth and pierce through the fog of the lies. And let me tell you, it's been quite an interesting adventure. I found that, as I've said many times before in this show, there's no area, there's no avenue of study, no subject matter that is not permeated with lies. And we've addressed already many on this show. There's, you know, they exist in science, they exist in medicine, in politics, of course, in religion. I mean, you name it, it just goes on and on. There's no end to it, folks. The lies are piled heaven high. And stick with us when we get back. We're going to be stripping the veil off of one of the biggest, the biggest in organized religion. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio, where we're tired of playing foolish games. The religious hucksters out there, the men of the cloth, have been playing foolish games for a very long time. In fact, it never stopped. You know, a lot of people look back at the Reformation as a great period of where the light shined and we were set free from the shackles of corrupt organized religion, but that day never really occurred. Because all of these so-called reformed Protestant churches, each of them developed, they either carried some of the old lies with them into their new church, or they invented new ones. In fact, they did both, all of them. They all pretty much carried the Trinity with them, along with a whole bunch of other stuff that they invented as they went along. So all you have now, instead of one big corrupt church with a bunch of lies, you have a whole bunch of smaller churches with a whole bunch of even more lies than existed before. You know, religion has nothing to do with an institution. Loyalty to God has nothing to do with loyalty to an institution. In fact, when you have loyalty to an institution, that becomes your God, because you can't have loyalties to God and to organized religion at the same time. You ought to know that. Come on. The Bible says no man can serve two masters. Right? Yet, if you're pledging allegiance to your church, and they get you to do this in a multiplicity of ways, most churches have, you know, your baptismal vows, your church manual. These are all laws, if you will, that compel you to believe what the church upholds is truth. So if you pledge allegiance to that, you can't be pledging allegiance to God at the same time. You're serving two masters. You have schizophrenic loyalties. Do you understand that? You can't be loyal to an institution that calls itself a church, and that's all it is. It's just an institution that calls itself a church. It's not a church. A church is not an institution, folks. But if you pledge allegiance to a religious institution, you're not loyal to God. Now, that's a profound statement, but it's a fact. And you want to challenge me on it? Call me up. Try to prove me wrong. You cannot pledge allegiance to an organized religion, to a religious institution, and to God at the same time. It's one or the other. And some people say, I don't pledge allegiance to it. Oh, yeah? You just try going against some of its sacred pillars that have no biblical support, like the Trinity, and you'll see how fast you'll either have to leave or conform to stay or to keep your mouth shut. You do pledge allegiance whether you realize it or not. The only reason why you're still allowed to go there is because you haven't protested some of those sacred, untouchable pillars. But the moment you start questioning them, you realize, you have been pledging allegiance without realizing it all along. Can't do it, guys. You can't remain faithful to God and the truth belong to one of these institutions any more than you can be an upstanding politician in Washington and be exposing 9/11 as an inside job. It's not going to happen. You'll not only get fired, you'll probably get fired at. Have your suicide arranged for you. Anyway, before I begin the real launch into the subject, I wanted to mention once again Aaron Russo's DVD. And by the way, as of Friday evening, I guess it was, Mr. Russo had passed away from cancer. Very saddened to hear that. I thought he was making a comeback. You know, he was starting to do interviews again. It seemed like he was bouncing back. Like maybe it had gone into remission, but unfortunately that's not the case. He died at, I think he was 64, which is pretty young. That's a real tragic loss for the Patriot movement, for the Truth movement. But nevertheless, his video, his DVDs are still with us. He still lives on that way. And it's a great tool, guys, to wake people up to the New World Order, to the Federal Reserve, the income tax system, and all the fraudulence that goes along with it. And you can get that video, Freedom to Fascism, the DVD, I should say, again, $14.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling, by going to republicbroadcasting.org or by calling 800-724-2719 or by going to the RBN website. I already mentioned that. By writing to RBN, the RBN office, at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And as always, if you're interested in reading any of the books I have available on lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, you can just go there and search for them by my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. The book, Who is God?, is the one that addresses the topic we're discussing today and probably tomorrow and the next day. Again, go to lulu.com. And, for some reason, I've had trouble finding that book by typing its title in, Who is God? I don't know why that is. At least it doesn't show up on the first page. You'd probably have to go to the second or third page to find it. So the best way to find it is just search for my name, Charles Giuliani. Again, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And the book is called Who is God? And that book there documents everything that I'm going to be talking about. In fact, all the passages I'll be citing, all the historical references I'll be referring to, probably not today. I won't have time to get into all this today. I'll have to continue this into tomorrow, maybe even Wednesday. I don't know. We'll see. But everything I'm going to be covering on this topic is there and more. Again, go to lulu.com, search for my name, Charles Giuliani, and then the book, Who is God?, is the one that addresses the Trinity issue. I challenge you. If you think I'm wrong, read that book and try to prove me wrong. You won't be able to do it. Let me repeat, you will not be able to do it because the doctrine is a fraud. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Going to find this boring, to be honest. I think you should find this most interesting because this deals with exposing more lies, more corruption. And it helps to see that, yeah, my suspicions about organized religion are corrupt. It's more evil than I thought. It's more, you know, they're lying to folks, people, all the time, constantly. I mean, how much worse can you get as a religious leader than to be lying to people about who God is, to be touting a false god, to be peddling idolatry? You know, that's the chief sin, if you will, in the Bible. Idolatry, the worship of a false god. If you've got a false god, you've got a false religion. The whole thing is false. You know, that's the first commandment. Thou shalt have no gods before me. And the second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images. Many graven images are made of the Trinity. Many churches around the world, particularly Catholic churches, but even some Protestant churches, depict God as three persons on one throne, or one person with three heads. I mean, it's hideous. It's a schizophrenic God. So naturally, organized religion is going to be schizophrenic too. As I mentioned, I was lied to over this issue. They told me that they were going to give me an opportunity to defend my position, to clarify it. They never did that. Then after they fired me, they said they were going to give me an opportunity to present my case posthumously, if you will, after being fired. That didn't happen either. They did allow me a time to present my case, but not in front of as many people as would fit in the building. I went and invited everybody on campus when I heard they were going to let me do this. Even after they fired me, I still wanted people to hear why I took the position I did. And I thought, wow, this is my great opportunity. Once they hear me, they're going to know I'm not full of baloney. They're going to know that I had good reason for taking this stand. I was never afforded that opportunity. When they found out that I had spread the word, they called me in and told me they were going to cancel the meeting unless I told everyone they couldn't come. I couldn't believe it. They told me that they had already selected 12 people, 12 butt kissers, that is, 12 people that they hand-selected that they were allowing to come, and anyone else who showed up beyond that, they were going to cancel the meeting. They had a lot to hide, guys. The Trinity, once again, let me state, is a conspiracy. Yes, it is. Organized religion is a conspiracy. So naturally, what organized religion teaches and touts as their foundational principles is going to be a heresy. Do you understand? If you believe organized religion to be a fraud, and I certainly hope you do because it is, then if they tout the Trinity as their chief dogma, as the pillar upon which they rest, that ought to make you wonder as to the legitimacy of that doctrine, if it's so important to them. You understand my point? So they lied to me. When I showed up at that meeting, sure enough, the 12 selected brown nosers were there. And I thought at least, you know, if there's a recording of it, I can have people listen to it. And they can hear that none of these high-ranking church officials could defend their position. Well, surprise of all surprises, I get there. And there wasn't a panel of all the church leaders. There were only two people there. One was a professor that, you know, that was head of the theology department. And the other guy was a part-time contract professor that only taught a couple courses there that I never took any courses with, didn't even know. It was such a sham. And then they were arguing. We wasted the first half hour of this four-hour session debating over whether it should be recorded. So I made my case clear. I said, folks, I wanted this room, this conference room, booming with as many people as we could cram in here. I wanted it recorded. I have nothing to hide. I said, obviously, they have something to hide when they don't want it recorded. You know what the excuse they gave was for not recording it? It's unbelievable. Well, we have found that people can take things out of context when you record, and they can twist things. You've got to be kidding. As I pointed out, I said, no, the very opposite of that is true. If it's not recorded, it's much more easy to take things out of context. If it's recorded, people can hear in their proper context each statement that's made. Unbelievable. So they finally agreed to letting it be recorded, but only under these stipulations. This sounds like the 9/11 Commission. Okay, said Bush, me and Dick Cheney will appear before you, but only under these stipulations. And the stipulations were, for recording these meetings, this meeting, you know, regarding the Trinity, was that the tape recording be held in the custody of the head of the theology department, and that anyone who desired to listen to it had to do so in his presence. Well, I don't know if anybody ever did request that, but you can bet that probably never happened. Who's going to want to sit for 4 hours in the presence of the head of the theology department and listen to this tape being stopped every 2 minutes so he could make comments and try to shoot down every point I made? What a scam. Oh, anyway. But, you know, I relate that story hopefully to get you to see what exactly it is we're dealing with here. It's a fraud, folks. It's a lie, and they know it is. They're paranoid about people looking at this too closely. That's why they tell you, it's a mystery. No one can understand it. You simply have to accept it by faith. See, that gets you to drop all questions right there. Oh, don't even ask me. I don't even understand it. It's a deep mystery. But you must accept it. So that gets you to, you know, to stop asking those pesky questions that they can't answer. And it gets you to just blindly accept it. Well, if you're to blindly accept it, and we're not to ask questions about it, just accept it by faith, and it's a mystery, nobody can understand it, how did they develop it in the first place then? Do you understand? It's not there. And I challenge anyone listening to call in today and present to me even one passage anywhere in the Bible which Trinitarians profess to get their belief system from, give me one passage where it states that there is one God who is comprised of three persons, each of which have the same position, power, and prerogatives, have existed without beginning. Give me one passage. You can't do it. And yet, you're going to tell me that we must accept it? That I'm a heretic if I don't accept it? When you can't even give me one passage that states it even in an obscure fashion? That's pretty sad. Anyway, let's launch into the actual discussion here. I've just been going over some preliminaries here. But let's dive into this thing head first here, folks. The question here, the issue here in question, I should say, is who is God? That's the issue in question here. It's an issue of who is your God? Is your God the true God of the Bible? If you're going to profess to follow the Bible, I would hope that you would follow the God of the Bible and not some invented triune schizophrenic God that was developed in the 4th century only partially at the Council of Nicaea. God became a binity, the Father and the Son, and this third person, if you will, the Holy Spirit, wasn't added until decades later at the Council of Constantinople. So the doctrine emerged slowly over many decades in the 4th century. It didn't exist prior to that, and it didn't arise suddenly overnight. It came about gradually through much debate, much bloodshed as well. You know, a doctrine with that kind of history, again, is on very shaky ground and ought to make you want to question this. But that is the question at issue here. Who is God? Might seem like a ridiculous question for a Christian to ask, but it's one that very few actually know the answer to. Who is God? You know, how do you picture God in your mind? Do you think of him as three persons sitting on a throne? One person with three heads? Or one head with three faces? Don't laugh. God has been portrayed by Trinitarians that way many times. That's not how the Bible portrays him. If you're going to be consistent with your claim to follow the Bible, I would hope that you would actually do just that and go by what the Bible actually says. The Bible identifies God as one singular person, period, not three persons. And you know, I'll cite to you one passage, and you would think the debate would end right here, that it would be over. The Trinity doctrine states that God is comprised of three persons, plural. Yet the Bible says that Christ is the express image of God's person, singular. It ends right there, folks, or at least it ought to. Ask a Trinitarian, better yet, ask a Trinitarian minister, a Trinitarian church official, to explain to you how you're supposed to believe that God is made of three persons, when the Bible uses the word person in the singular in reference to God. That's the only passage. Hebrews 1, I think it's verse 6. It's either verse 6 or verse 8. I think it's verse 6. The only passage in the entire Bible that uses the word person in association with God, and it is in, once again, the singular form. It is not in the plural form. So where do Trinitarians get off stating that God is comprised of a plurality of persons when the Bible only refers to him as being one singular person? Already, we have a serious problem here with the Trinity doctrine, don't we? I haven't even gotten warmed up yet. But right off the bat, you would think that that would end the debate right there, or at least inspire people to admit that, yeah, that is a serious problem. Gee, I do need to look into this more. But no, do you know what they do? The staunch defenders of the Trinity doctrine, either those that are in the employ of a religious institution, and obviously you have an agenda there, they want to save their job, or the diehard loyalists who can't come to grips with the fact that they're being lied to, who don't want to miss out on the Sunday picnics and all the other little fringe benefits that go along with belonging to one of these state-sponsored, state-chartered religious institutions, tax-exempt corporations. So they'll defend it to the death, even though down inside they certainly must know there's some serious problems here. But right there, if I get any callers today, I'm going to ask you if you see a problem with that one passage. And if you tell me no, quite frankly, I'm going to hang up on you, okay? Not because I'm a jerk, but because you're not being honest with me. All you Trinitarian listeners out there, you have to admit that there's a problem there, that you're being compelled to believe, and you're compelling, or at least up till today, hopefully, have been compelling people, hopefully not anymore, but up till today, you've been compelling people to believe that God is made up of a plurality of persons, yet the Bible uses the word person in the singular in reference to God. You cannot deny that that's a serious problem, and that this warrants a closer inspection. If you're going to deny that and tell me that's not a problem, don't even waste my time or yours calling, because I'm not going to listen to you. I want to deal with intellectually honest people, like a previous caller accused me of not being. I was accused of being intellectually dishonest, as some of you, I'm sure, will recall, when I was giving verses to support my position when I talked about this issue on a previous show. That caller didn't give me any verses to back up their position. Who was being intellectually dishonest? When I asked for a passage to prove her point that God is made of a plurality of persons, she wouldn't do it. And yet she called me intellectually dishonest? Give me a break. What kind of baloney is that? In fact, I persisted to ask for such a passage, and you know what she said? I said, you need to answer that question. To get away with what you're saying to me, discrediting me, and saying that you have the truth on your side, you need to present to me at least one passage that, you know, defends your position. She says, I don't have to do that. Unbelievable. Is that what that person would call intellectually honest? I don't think so, folks. Anyway, here's one passage that Trinitarians love to hang a hook on. And I have to admit, I did the same thing in my more gullible days early on when I was a theology major, and prior to that in my lay pastoral ministerial days. I used to cite this verse to try to prove the Trinity doctrine. I thought it lent proof to it. That ever favorite passage of theirs, Genesis 1:26, where God says, "Let us make man in our image." To me, that was proof positive right there. See? That's God talking as a plurality. Let us make man in our image. Well, but who was talking there? Were all three simultaneously talking? It sounds like something out of a horror flick. You know, we are legion, where you hear 10,000 voices all talking in unison. Is that how you picture God? This schizophrenic plurality of persons? One God in three persons? Folks, it defies common sense. Never mind biblical teaching. How can you say you legitimately believe that there is one singular God? This is what Trinitarians claim, for those that don't know. Or perhaps you've claimed to be a Trinitarian all these years but didn't even know what the doctrine entails. I found that out. There's many Trinitarians out there that don't even know what the doctrine teaches. Did you know that as a Trinitarian, you're supposed to believe that there is one God, and yet there are three persons that comprise that one God? Each of them are fully God. You can say that the Father is God. You can say that the Son is God. You can say that the Holy Spirit is God. They're each fully God and have all the divine positions and powers and prerogatives of God. And yet, collectively, they amount to only one God, not three. If you say that there are three gods, you are a heretic. Yet, they still admit that each of those three persons is fully God. Now, tell me that doesn't defy common sense and logic. Of course it does. And when you point that out to them, they'll say, oh, well, it's one of those great mysteries of God. We just have to accept it by faith. Okay, well, I'd like to propose that in order to be a true follower of God, you have to eat strawberry-laden cheesecake every day now for the rest of your life, at least once a day. And if you don't, you're going to go to hell. Okay? It doesn't make sense, but it's a mystery. We have to accept it by faith. Give me a break. God doesn't expect us to blindly accept any trash that comes down the pike without inspecting it. He compels us in his word, if you actually paid attention to what the Bible says, he compels us in his word to prove all things, hold fast that which is good, to delve deep, to search for the truth as for hid treasure. Only then will you find a knowledge of God, we're told in the book of Proverbs. But if you just blindly accept on the surface because your intimidating minister or church leader told you so, told you that it's a mystery, we have to accept it blindly, that's what they're telling you. Accept it blindly. Don't dig deep for hid treasure. Just accept it on the surface because we told you so, and if you don't, we're going to throw you out of our church. Right. That's got hucksterism written all over it. That's what the 9/11 official story defenders would tell you. Ooh, you're crazy. I suppose you believe that Elvis is still alive. I suppose that UFO occupants abducted you last night and brought you aboard their ship. It's the same intimidation tactics, guys. Don't fall for it. We've got a caller on the line. We'll be taking him when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Charlie Giuliani, talking about that ever-popular doctrine, the Trinity, the one which you must believe in, or you will be thrown out of your corporate steepled religion. Best thing that ever happened to you, folks. Question the Trinity. I hope everybody listening here starts questioning it big time, calling your pastor out on the carpet, and they throw you all out. And then I hope those things dry up and blow away in the wind. They're useless, worthless, monstrously evil, corrupt, satanic organizations. Yes, that's right. Organized religion is satanic. How does that grab you, folks? You know, there's a lot of truthers out there that, you know, are Christian, per se. But I'm not denying that they're Christian, but they won't touch this. And it might be that they don't know the truth about it, but I wonder. You know, sometimes I think people are just afraid to touch this because it is such a hot potato, and they're afraid of losing numbers. Well, you know, I'm not worried about numbers, folks. Well, I shouldn't say that. RBN, I'm sure, is concerned about numbers. But, I mean, I'm not in the people-pleasing business, let's put it that way. The truth doesn't please people, unfortunately. It only pleases truth seekers, and those people are in a minority. They really are. The majority of people actually, believe it or not, love lies. They love whatever is, you know, makes them feel comfortable and accepted by the institution that they belong to. They don't want to be blacklisted. Well, the heck with the institution. The institution is exploiting you. It's taking you for a ride. It's telling you to live a humble, self-denying life, and then the very people who tell you that drive away in a Mercedes. Give me a break. Anyway, but we do have Dave in Texas on the line. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Hey, thank you there. Yeah, I appreciate you, Mr. Giuliani.
Yeah.
I relate to what you're saying. When I was 15 in the church and asked a bunch of questions that either wouldn't be answered or couldn't be answered, I was told it's a great mystery. And to keep it, you know, you just have to have faith. And, you know, the faith of a mustard seed, you know, and just know that God's mind doesn't work like us, and he knows all. So, you know, just take it by faith. But what I was wondering, what this brings me to, and I've had many, many years of studying different types of religion, from being a Buddhist to even the Middle Eastern Quran, reading it and studying it, and even unto Wiccan. And what I found out for me personally was there was a connection that I felt, just like when I was in the church and I would go and pray and meditate or you know, seek after God. And what I'm wondering is what is that people are tapping into? Is it just a release of dopamine in the brain, like the scientists say, and we go euphoric? Or is there really, you know, what are we supposed to be worshiping?
Well, you know, I believe all seekers of truth, regardless of their background or regardless of their religious affiliation, all seekers of truth who are sincere are going to eventually find it. Maybe not in this life, but, they're all going to wind up in the same place. Let me put it that way. God looks at the heart, you know, and he sees if you're sincere, you might not, you know, find the truth, or at least not the whole truth. Probably nobody in the world has all the truth. There are some that are closer to it than others, obviously. But, you know, there's no single person probably ever in human history that's had all the truth. God isn't looking for you to have everything down pat just right, have your act together so that you never slip up. Nobody has their act together so they don't slip up. The Bible even says that. We all sin. We all fall short of, you know, the glory of God. Everybody makes mistakes. God isn't looking for perfection. He's looking for us to have a pure heart before him. And people of all creeds, religions, faiths, you know, all of them have people like that. Anyway, we're going to go to break. You want to hold over after the break?
Sure, if you want me to.
Okay, yeah, sure. Stick with us. We'll be right back, folks.
It's true.